are about to listen to the first few minutes of this month's Small Business University audio series presentation. Each month features a different national speaker on a different business topic. Each presentation can be listened to online or downloaded to your smartphone or computer with just the click of a button. Once downloaded, you can load the presentation on your iPod or MP3 player, or make your own CD and listen in your truck. Monthly subscribers also have access to literally hundreds of past presentations divided into 18 different business topics. The cost is only $24.95 per month to be a member, or you can purchase this individual presentation as a physical CD for $18.95 or download it immediately to your computer for only $9.95. Now, let's listen to the first few minutes of this month's presentation.
Today, we're going to talk about ways to advertise. Matter of fact, we're going to talk about 10 ways to advertise using little or no money. Now, yeah, I know that sounds like one of those cheap late-night TV ads or something you see in one of those ragtag grocery store newspapers. But today, we're going to talk about 10 ways to advertise your business effectively using little or no money. And yes, all of these ideas do work. They may not all work for everybody, but they all have been proven to work. I'm not going to tell you that it's not going to take absolutely no work on this. No, that's not true. I'm saying it takes little or no money. And there's a big difference here. As with anything else, it's going to take a lot of effort on your part in order to make these things work. But again, if you're saving money and it's not coming off that bottom line, it's a bargain. So let's get right to it. The number one thing that I always like to do is trade. You know, trading is as old as commerce itself. And out there in your area right now, there are local newspapers, magazines, radio and TV stations, billboard companies, and all of them need someone to do their heating and air conditioning work in their building, their plumbing, landscaping, roofing, construction, painting, mechanic work, whatever it is. So why not trade? Many times it can be worked out so that the work that you do for the customer can be done during your slow times. So your employees, who otherwise would be sitting around with little or nothing to do, would have something to do, and you benefit by not only keeping them working, so you keep loyal customers, but you also benefit with advertising. Now, here's a hint. Anyone who has any experience with trades knows that you always go retail to retail. Why do you do this? Well, because you want to make sure that you're comparing apples to apples. Do not take someone's offer to sell you their advertising retail and then want to trade at their wholesale rate. It's just not going to work, okay? So make sure that you're going to make sure and charge them the retail price for whatever it is that you are going to do for them, whatever the service is, and then make sure that they charge you the retail price or the going rate for their advertising. There's no discounts here. There's no commissions here. We're talking straight trade. Oh, and by the way, it's not really going to make you anything if you don't need the advertising. So make sure that you actually need the advertising you trade for. Otherwise, it's a waste of time and effort, and all they've done is benefited, and you've got nothing out of it. So make sure, number one, that you want to do the trade. Make sure you're trading retail to retail and that you do actually need the advertising that you trade for. Second idea, and this is an idea that everybody should be doing the minute they go in business. Make sure that your name or logo, if you have one, is on everything. I'm talking about everything. Yes, shirts and uniforms, they are a bit more expensive with your name on them. But remember, it's a walking billboard, so make sure it looks good. Spend a little time developing a logo. Make sure the name looks good. Make sure it's readable. And painting the name on the side of the vehicle, the same thing. You know, there are a lot of people that like to put a lot of stuff on there and make it real flowery and whatever, and people tend to forget the name of the business. They go, oh, that was a pretty flower, but what was it? I want to make sure that they realize it was Jim's Florist that they just saw. Or it was a nice picture of a air conditioning unit, but did they know it was Bill's Heating and Air? So you want to make sure your name is on there and very, very prominent. And if you're going to go through all...
Well, that's a sampling of this month's Small Business University audio series program. If you're not already a subscriber, you have three choices. You can purchase this program by clicking on the green Buy button. If you are already a subscriber, simply log in and get access to the full program. If you would like to become a subscriber, click on the Subscribe Now button. This will allow you to subscribe for only $24.95 per month and get not only this program, but access to several hundred other programs on topics that you can apply to your business starting today. You'll also receive a physical copy of the current month's program mailed directly to your office, and you can cancel at any time. As always, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.